All right. Once again, welcome to another episode of the Alski Show. We're switching it up today. It's an Easter special. We're over at Ram CBS's place. He's having a nice black book session. I was invited out here. I want to say thank you for that. Like I said, we're going to try to just change it up just for today. We're going to see where it goes. I do want to shout out my man George at All The Right for always showing love and all that good stuff. I just want to mention, you know, we lost another great, you know, Five Dog. Definitely was an inspiration to the music industry. And also, we lost another Graf brother, ACR. You know, may you rest in pain. My condolences to your family and friends and the Graffiti family out there. And I'd like to shout out SG1 CLV crew, Gorilla Gons, my brother Dio, UDI crew, JR, Cypher, BZ the God, Scotty Rock, Nerve, Bid, Zeus, Show, Street Art Expo, and Clever, Goal, RN. Someone's phone's ringing. Ah, fuck it, let it keep ringing. Cynic. That damn phone. See that? This is what I love about my show, because nothing ever goes the way it's supposed to. Cool. Of course, the music cut off. And that's Cypher. Big shout out to Cypher. I just shouted you out, and you just called me and fucked up my music. It's all good. It's all good. There we go. Back to the music. I want to also shout out Dest for flicking my Alski piece is on the pegboard at Five Guys. Sends me a message. I see you with the eyeballs. Once again, we have Street Art Expo in May. May 22nd at Yelks Lodge, 8220 Queens Boulevard, Elmhurst, New York. That's a $10. That's a $10 admission, and it's open to all ages. I want to thank Stickified. I want to thank Stick 'Em Up, Boundless Brooklyn, Chris, Robots Will Kill, and once again, my brother, George at All The Right, and my daughter, Chia, my family, my friends, my followers, my customers that go to the website, and every listener out there that listens to me talk shit every week, right here at the Alski Show. Without further ado, I want to introduce Ram CBS. I want to say thank you for inviting me to your home. I really, really appreciate that. And tell me a little something about yourself, and let's just jump in.
Well, you're quite welcome. I've been trying to get you here for a while, you know?
Yes, you have.
And this is like 4 months going. You know, I'm a writer from back in the 80s, and stopped writing a long time ago.
Okay.
Used to run with CBS. And my daughter came home from school one day and told me that she's been hanging out with writers and she wants to start writing.
Okay.
So she started asking me about the days when I was writing and kind of like brought it all back up to par, you know. Next thing you know, she's got me hitting black books from her friends. Mm-hmm. We found her a name. She starts writing. And it blew up from there, man. You know, I started reaching out to artists.
Mm-hmm.
I started seeing if they would sit with her and hit black books with her. Because I figured, like, you know, I'm disabled now. So I don't have the opportunity to run around and show her the ropes like I would love to.
Absolutely.
But, so I figured, well, I could do what I can. So I started reaching out to artists. And I think the first was Tats Crew, Bio, Nicer, BG. They all stepped up. They sat with her.
Shout them all out. I mean, I showed some of the black books. And that's, you know, hats off to you on that.
Yeah, and it snowballed from there, man. I just started reaching out to more and more people, and everybody's been very receptive about it. So they sit with her, they meet her, they, you know, some hit the black books quick, some spend time with her and tell her about their days writing and stuff, you know. So she's coming home with all these black books and they're getting filled up with names that when I was writing, these were all the names that I seen everywhere. These were the people that I looked up to because they were writers from
your
my
inspirations,
time.
Right. Okay.
Bio, I mean, you know, everywhere I went in Parkchester area, Bio was all over the place. Purr, she got to sit with Purr, she met Purr. Went to his house and sat with him on his stoops while he washed his car. He stopped to do a black book, you know? I mean, okay. So I sit here like fangirling her, and I'm like, man, you know, she's meeting all these people that I would love to meet, you know? So I said, well, you know what? Let's step it up, and why don't we have, you know, she started bringing black books home. And she's like, oh, you know, my friends, they know that you do graffiti from then, and they want you to hit the black books. And so I started doing black books, and I got into it. I fell right back into it, man. Started hitting canvases.
It's like a bike. Once you fall off, you just get back on.
And then the skills, I don't know, they were dormant, and they came back, and now I'm doing it better than when I was doing it before. It's a sad thing I can't get out there and hit the streets. I'd love to.
No, we listen. I could relate. What I do like. I mean, you have three beautiful daughters, actually.
Yeah, I do.
And your wife is a very lovely person for having my dumb ass sitting in the house. But
20 years, man. 20 years.
Congratulations on the 20 years.
Yeah, thank you.
And you know, like most people do know, my daughter Chia. You know, she's my everything when it comes to this industry, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I could relate. You know, when you reached out to me and you told me about your daughter, you know, I could relate to that, and I do respect that. The only advice I have for you, young lady, Fox, don't get into trouble. Try to take it to the level that graffiti is coming to, and you know, the art scene, and life is too precious. I mean, I know what I did, I know what your father did, and we don't want you to get caught up in, like, you know, getting locked up.
Right.
You know, I tell my daughter this all the time. Don't catch a case. Absolutely.
I'm never really like painting. Like, I mean, but you know, I'm more underground
advice.
Right now.
This is just advice. I mean, you should take the black book sessions and build on it. You know, do your thing. Do what you have to do. Get your canvases going. You're meeting a lot of legendary writers. Take it to the next level with that advantage, because it does help. So,
definitely.
You know, I'm glad you like what your father did in his past. You know, I hope you know, he appreciates you as much as you appreciate him.
I'm living through him now, you know.
I dig it. Yeah, I think
it's sort of like an extension, you know. I got a picture on Instagram, somebody snapped it. No, actually my wife was walking home and she sees a tag on one of the poles. It's my daughter's tag. So my wife comes home. She goes, look what your daughter did right outside the building there. Can you talk to her, please? And me, I grab her, and I'm like, oh, your first tag. Like, oh, daddy's proud of you, you know?
My wife gets pissed off because she sees my stickers up, and she knows it's not me. And, you know, she knows people put up your stickers, whatever it may be. But my two youngest sons, you know, they're two devils, and they're always getting in trouble. But my wife will yell at him, and I'm like, just leave him alone. I mean, you can't, you know, you can't yell at him for it. Yeah, let him do what they got to do. I mean, when my wife listens to this, because she's the one that's uploading it, you know, she'll pull me to the side and be like, really? You know, but regardless. So now you came up with the concept of this black book session to help your daughter progress, obviously, and for yourself to have a good time.
Well, I think bringing it to the house was more for me than for her.
Right.
You know, I spent a couple of good months sending her out to meeting people.
Right.
Left and right, she sat with Duster USA. He was really nice. You know, he gave her an education that you just can't get nowadays from old school writers. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
She sat with him. He told her all about his days back then and what he's doing now, you know?
Well, Duster was one of my top five picks to train bombers.
Yeah, you told me.
We were speaking about that earlier. Like I said, you know, this is a great stepping stone for you. And, you know, it's like a network type of thing. I mean, you know, social media.
Yeah.
Social media, graffiti, I mean, there's the ups and the downs about it. But what I would like to see for you is like what I would like to see for my daughter, you know, more on the professional side of it. But listen, once you girls are of age, you do whatever the hell you got to do. You know, like my daughter, don't call me when you get locked up, if you get locked up, type of shit. But... you know, you gotta sweat it out. Sometimes you gotta go through the nitty gritty to understand and respect certain things. Because graffiti back in our day, your father, I would put him before myself, in the earlier generations of graffiti.
Right.
You know, you have to realize one thing. You know, he was inspired by somebody. They paved the way for him, and he passed the torch on and so forth.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Eventually it's getting to your level, and then from there it just keeps progressing, because I personally think graffiti will always be around.
Right.
And you should take advantage of it in a good way, which I'm sure you will. But I believe the Black Book session, you know, once again, thanks for having me here. You definitely have reached out to me. My times, you know, with timing and scheduling is very hard. I would like to be out there more. I did take advantage of this today because I really appreciate...
Glad you came too, yeah.
I really appreciate that, and I appreciate what your father's doing. Yeah. The magic word is family. And when he started talking to me about you and, you know, with the daughter situation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I felt if nothing else, we could relate because you have a daughter.
Yes, and I relate to a lot of people at a lot of levels, but that was one thing that stuck in my mind.
It was the daughters.
And yeah, because I know he could relate to me.
Right.
Regardless, whether he likes purple and I like orange, it doesn't matter because we both have two daughters that like this.
Of course, yeah.
So I really appreciate that. And not too many people could understand what we're going to speak about as far as that goes. But as time goes on, everybody does understand something to a certain extent.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The thing with the Black Book session, I mean, I know you've had quite a few legends, heavy hitters, young prospects, new writers that are doing their thing, putting in the work.
Yeah.
And that's what I would like for you to tell the listeners out there listening to the show.
Well, you know, what's funny is having my daughter, who's more of today's generation writer, and then having myself as a back then type writer, she fanboys for the people who are known and famous now.
Right.
I don't know those people. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't, so it's a different world to me.
Mm-hmm.
So she also fanboys for the old school writers, but just as every writer does. You understand? Right. New or old, you're always like, oh, yeah, so I remember seeing them, or I wish I could meet them, you know? But now I'm getting to know the newer writers through her.
Right.
So now I start fanboying, and I'm like, man, like, you know, there's writers out there. Yeah, so far we've had Tracy 168 came through. Now he's like part of the family. He comes through for dinner and everything.
Oh, yeah, the balcony's sometimes, his room.
Yeah, that's his bedroom right
that's
there.
That's his bedroom, yeah.
No comment, no comment.
Yeah, you don't want to know about that.
No
yeah.
comment. Yeah. I know Tracy. I know Tracy's
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Of course.
You know, to even today, we got Just WF coming through.
That's my brother right there.
Stu Nova's
supposed to come through tonight. Yeah, yes, one is coming tonight. You know, last week we had Eon, we had Spray here.
Edo
was here, you know.
Snow
357 was here. Jasp, yeah.
Yeah, we had
Jasp up in here.
Yeah,
Jasp
yeah.
was here, man.
All of these people that you mentioned are real good people.
Yeah.
I've met a majority of them. The ones that I didn't meet, eventually I will. Go ahead, keep it going. Let me hear more.
It started out slow. It started out with just a few neighborhood, you know, cats that my daughter knew, and she was like, yeah, I'll start off the Black Book session, you know. And then from there, what happened is we started posting pictures of those sessions on Instagram, and then it became like viral. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, we got people hitting us up now. I got people hitting me up now, and they're like, "Yo, when after Black Book session, and people post what they did here, like canvases or maps or whatever. After everybody's done posting, everybody starts hitting me up saying, "Well, when am I coming to one of these things?" I'm like, "I don't even know you, man, but I don't know. I got to put a list together and work it out. You know, I'll be in touch though." And I do. I keep a list of everybody who's receptive to it and who's offered to come. I have a list going. I'd like to get everybody that I can come through.
I think a Black Book session is really good. I mean, you get to meet people.
Yeah, well, it gives me an outlet because I'm disabled.
Yeah, listen,
you know?
like myself.
Filling up the books too, yeah.
You know, like myself, I love what I'm doing because, you know, back in our day, you didn't want to meet writers. You wanted to be more of that ghost, you know. All right, who's Alski? know, obviously, what's he look like? Where does he live? You know, those were all the questions that were basically on people's mind because they're like, yo, where's this guy from? Where's that guy from?
Yeah.
But today, I mean, doing the show, I like meeting people that I looked up to and I seen bombing. I like meeting the younger guys that are putting in the work. You know, I like to put it out there because, hey, listen, I mean, you know, this graffiti industry is great. And I just like keeping it real with a simple conversation because a conversation is a fact. It's not bullshit. Mm-hmm. You're going to tell me stuff that you want to get out there, you know, in the short time that we do speak and it's out right. there oh, for people to listen to.
Plasma Slug came through.
And Plasma Slug fact, is a great guy as well.
As a matter of fact, hats off to him for sure. He came to the very first one. He didn't know me from Adam.
Mm-hmm.
I reached out to him. I explained the situation to him that, you know, me and my daughter have. And right off the bat, without even knowing us, he was like, yo, I'll meet your daughter. I'll sit with her. I'll do her black books, whatever you want. No problem. Let me get myself situated. He was going through finding a new studio.
And he's been really close then, since that, too. Yeah.
He's like part of the family,
he's,
too,
he's
now.
Good.
You know,
yeah,
he comes,
he's good.
He's yes, come he to is. Two black book sessions so far. I told him he has carte blanche. He can come to anyone he wants. It's, you mm-hmm. know, I like the dude. He's a cool cat.
I like what he's doing.
I like his grind.
I respect what he's doing.
I think
like
he's on
the fact
point.
That,
he's on point.
You know, he's doing a lot of things with and for the kids.
Yeah.
I think that's great. You know, he has his clothing line, you know,
right.
up and up. You know, he has the graffiti experience because before his character came out, he was a street bomber.
Well, he keeps it fresh, too, because like even if he sells merchandise, he'll put a lighter out with his you know, his iconic plasma.
I actually
there.
Have one. Yeah.
Yeah, I got three of them.
Of course, yeah, we got a collection going
Dude,
on.
Dude, I have yeah. an amazing plasma collection, so let's not even get started with that. But, I mean, he'll put something out, and he'll do a small run of it, and then it disappears.
But he's always coming up with new
though,
things, too. If he's,
yeah, he's always coming up with new stuff, but then
well,
what
he's
happens...
Always,
yeah.
He's always got it on his mind that he needs to do something.
But and, when he puts it out in short bursts like that, it makes people like, oh, damn, did I miss that lighter?
Then
oh,
they snatch
man.
It up the next time.
Yeah, and then now great. They're looking for that, you
well,
know what I mean?
He's a businessman.
And it's smart. He's a smart cat, man.
So... Who was one of your inspirations before you actually wrote graffiti? I mean, what did you experience
I'll
as
be
a,
honest
as
with
a
you,
younger
when
guy?
When I first started writing, I wrote Gizmo, Gizmo.
Okay.
I was in 127 junior high school, and I met Bem, KTC.
Okay.
Now, he was MPC at the time. He introduced me to a bunch of cats down there. He introduced me to Cap. So I met Cap back in the 80s and stuff. Whether he remembers it or not, I don't know, but... and me and Ben, we ran through the schools, and you know, he seen me writing on a desk, mm-hmm. and he came over and he was like, "Dude, you write?" And I was like, "Huh? Well, yeah." And he goes, "What do you write?" And I was like, "Gizmo." He was like, "Nah, that shit's too long, man. You got to shorten that shit up so you can bomb and run." And I was like, well, "What do you think?" So we started talking about it, and we came up with Ram. You know,
are you an Aries?
I'm not an Aries, no. Okay. But you know what? Ram's thick-headed, you know, strong like bull, and that's pretty much me, you know.
I got thick-headed. Like, hey, but so, you know, I write Alski. My name isn't Al. I can tell you that.
And I'm not dumb. I use my head a lot, and I think, you know, that's what a Ram does. They use their head a lot, you know?
Yeah, just like the actual Ram, you know, people born in April, I don't follow it either. I was going to say something, but I'm going to keep it to myself. I do want to say... happy birthday to my wife, her girlfriend Heather.
She just had a
and a big happy birthday shout out to my brother Zeus. We had a great time Tuesday night. Telling my wife we gotta go, and you know, me and Zeus were like ready to fall asleep. Zeus went up to bed, and I told my wife, "Listen, it's time to go." But we had a great time. I want to wish everybody who had a birthday happy birthday, and. I don't know why that came up. I think it was the Ram thing because my wife is
Aries.
An Aries, and okay. I believe me, I don't fuck with my wife that way because, you know, I actually nicknamed the left hook because one time I forgot what I did to her and she cracked me like
wow.
lights out type of shit. I was like, yo, what the fuck? She's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
And that's like a personal
not taken.
Thing.
I think that's a different show, bro. That's a different show.
But anyway, I love you, Vicky. You're a great wife, great friend.
That's two brownie points, Vicky.
And
two.
That's it. But no brownie. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, take them, man.
I guess. But anyway, you know, I mean, graffiti to me now is a little bit different. I mean, you know, we're more grown. We're working.
Well, you know what? I
working
kinda,
stiffs of people sort of say, but you know, we support family.
I kind of like where graffiti is right now because, you know, when I was running around doing it, I didn't want to know other writers really, unless they were my crew.
Right.
Now,
but you got to go back to running in the school with Bem. Yeah, well, because I cut you off, unfortunately. But yeah, like I said,
you know what? Bem is the one who took me under his wing. He introduced me to people. I met Cap. I met a bunch of other MPC guys. But me and him, we ran around the school. And that's all we did was bomb the school. I never got to hit trains with him or nothing. But we were like brothers back then, you know. And then we lost touch. We lost touch for years. And if it wasn't for my daughter getting back into it, I probably would have never found it because I used to look for him every so often.
Right.
Could never find him.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she got me back into the graffiti, I told her about Bem, you know, and she was like, hold on a second. And she starts with her little social media thing. And next thing you know, she pops up an email address and she's like, you think this is it? I was like, I don't know. So I send an email and I'm like, listen, my name is Roy. I write Ram. I says, if you remember me, man, hit me back. Within like 5 minutes, I get an email back saying, hell yeah, I remember you, man. You're my brother. What's up, man? So then that was it, man. Now we're back in place.
That's a good thing because it brings people back together. And it brings you towards people that you never met, that you want to meet.
Well, you know what? Even from there, like now we hadn't seen each other in over 20 years. And so I told him about my daughter and this and that. So he met her at, my wife took my daughter down to Tough City and she got to meet Bem.
Mm-hmm.
She did her first tag on the wall there, you know. She spoke with him, and he was telling her about, you know, how to handle the cans and this and that. And she had a good time, you know. She came home. And then he came to that's what made me want to do the Black Book session, too, since I couldn't get out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, here she is now. She's meeting my friend from 20-something years ago.
Right.
You know what I mean? Well, so I wanted part of that. So my wife said, do it in the house, you know, invite him over for dinner or something. So that's where the Black Book sessions came up from.
Right.
I figured, you know what, since I can't go out there and do those things, and people want me to hit their books and stuff. Well, why not have people come here and we just do it here?
That's
you know?
That's a great thing, and I do thank you. It's a good thing, and I'm glad that you're able to do what you're doing.
I don't think you're enjoying it. I don't think back in our time, this wouldn't be done like this.
No, it was pretty much
you did it within the crew. You know what I mean? Or you passed the book without seeing somebody. Yeah,
right.
You'd be like, oh, you know that guy? Yo, give him my book. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you never
you would have to pray to God you got the book.
You got the book back, especially after 6 months.
Right.
But you know, nowadays I respect what they do. They hang out more, they collab more. There's more collaborations now than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm all up for that. I think that's great stuff. You know,
so am I.
And that's what I'm trying to do here as well. I want people old and new. I'm trying to get old writers. I try to get new writers. And mesh the two.
I do agree with you. I mean, listen, you got Queens up in the Bronx right now. And,
hey, we had,
and it's a good thing because you know what?
We had Tracy 168 here.
Nothing
right?
wrong with that.
Tracy comes in the door and sitting on the couch is Triple X. Triple X like a fanboy. He stood up. He says, he walks over to Tracy. He goes, "You remember me?" And Tracy says, "No, should I?" And he goes, "Yo, when I was a little boy," he says, "you saw me on a bus with my mother." He says, and you saw me drawing. And you came over and you opened up a black book and you started flipping through the black book, showing me the graffiti in the black book. And you told me to keep on drawing. He says, "Yo, that's why I do what I do today."
That's a great story.
And I was like, I'm standing here watching like them looking at each other and telling each other the story. I got goosebumps. I was like, yeah, that's like, you know, that's amazing,
man. That's great. Absolutely.
And that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
You know? Old
teaching
and new.
And how about you? You have a great opportunity. What do you want to get out of this? Like, do you want to continue? Do you appreciate what your father's doing?
I think
let's hear your voice. That's what I'm basically saying.
Yeah,
us two guys, we have plenty of shit to talk about, but let's get you on here. Let's see what you got.
Honestly, it all started where like I met a few friends. Like I transferred to a new school, met a few people, and my boy Spag 259. Shout out to him too.
Shout him all out.
Spag.
Don't hold back.
But not. when I came to my new school, I met them and everything, and they put me onto it, saying like, "Oh yeah, like this is my name and stuff, and this is what I do." And in the back of my mind, I'm like, "Well, I remember when I was younger, my dad used to tell me, like, he would show me his tag and stuff, like, oh yeah, I'm Ram." But I never understood. So I told him, I was like, "Oh yeah, my dad writes and everything. He writes Ram." He's like, "Word, yo, he's a legend and everything. Oh, let me get him my book and stuff." So after that, I come home, told my dad about it. I was like, "Yo, like, apparently you're a legend. Explain that to me. I didn't get it. I didn't get any of this and stuff." So later on, my dad starts explaining where the name comes from, what's a toy, what's your style, like, what's a throwy, what's a piece, what's a burner and stuff. He was breaking it down to me and stuff. And I was like, "Yo, I want to do this. Like, this is dope, you know, come up with your own style and run on your own. You got your own crew and stuff. Yeah, I'm down. I wanted to be a part of it." So I remember there was one night where we stood up and we started flipping through, like, just random shit. Like, he had, like, magic cards and stuff and things, looking for a name. Like, okay, what name? Play on words, we came up with P-H-O-X, Fox, like that. So after that, I mean, I think the graffiti part of it all and getting together and everything, sitting in his room, and we'll come up with styles and stuff, collab and stuff, I think it's gotten me and my dad closer than before.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, there's no doubt about that. Yeah, I mean, a big part of it, like, I mean, regardless, you know, my dad's handicapped and stuff, and he doesn't get to go outside, so being able to, like, hang out with him, I think that was the best thing. Yeah, absolutely. And then having these Black Book sessions and stuff, having people come over, more people, like, get to come over and, like, spend time with us and stuff, I think it was a beautiful thing.
So do you actually like meeting the Today writers more than a legendary writer, or do you appreciate both?
When it comes down to it, I think the older writers, I like hearing the stories. I want to hear everything. What was it like and stuff? Because it's completely different from how it is now.
Today, the thing is there's video cameras everywhere.
Of course, which, you got to be on your toes now. But
it's a different animal out there.
Yeah, but with the writers of now, I would like to, like, meet them, see what they've done. Because now you have to be on your toes. You gotta, like, watch your own back. You can't trust half of the people you're with and stuff.
Well, that's
things like that.
Life in general.
Yeah, you know. Absolutely. But then when it comes down to it, I mean, but yeah, with the writers of now, it's more like a chill, hit a book. Collab, things like that.
A relaxing type of thing.
Yeah, it's more chill now since we're all within the same realm of, like, age and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, so like that. But with the older writers, I'd like to hear your stories. Hit my book, please. I like the different styles and stuff, flipping through. I have few books here that are almost finished and everything, like, almost finally filled up, and that excites me too. Just getting able
it's a collection.
Yeah,
absolutely. So, I wish I would have collected a lot more, but, you know, hey, it is what it is. That's why now, you know, my daughter takes care of all of that, and basically it's all for her anyway. So
that's what I
said. Yeah, that's what he
says. Listen,
it's all for her.
And I'll give a big shout out to Onsky and Over.
Shout them out.
Those are both
NFG gang.
NFG crew. You know, I love the work that they do with the colors. You know, Onsky with his little doodads and Dibbits
crazy,
and his name and stuff.
Yeah.
Just, it drew to me, you know. And I got like 6 canvases just from those 2 guys alone, you know. I fanboy when I see this stuff. Spray is another one. When he's coming up, you'll get to meet him. But he's another one, you know. He's very talented. Does all kinds of elaborate stuff in his name. You know, you gotta look to that stuff, you know. I mean, graffiti's evolved. It's not just about putting your name somewhere now. Now it's
Hey, Spray, you know? what you doing back there? Why don't you come say what's up? Come on, come over here. We got Spray in the house. Up and coming, you know, school me. Tell me what you know. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you don't like. Sit right down. Pop on a pair of headphones. Actually, we do somewhere. Let me get that headphone. So this way here, you could hear a little better.
So,
there you go. We hear you. We hear you, actually. You may not hear yourself, but we hear you. So tell me what drew you to the graffiti game, how long you've been writing, where you're from. Obviously the Bronx, I'm assuming.
Yeah, you know, BX in the building.
Get a little closer. Hold on. Let's plug these headphones in. Then you'll understand why I'm saying get closer to the microphone. All right, let's get this up in here like this. Don't mind us. I know the listeners are always saying fucking Alski's always fucking something up. Okay. Can you hear me on there?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Now you can hear yourself better. Now we hear you better.
Yeah, I hear
myself. So tell us a little something about yourself. You're over here at Ram's Place at the Black Book Session. Tell me, what brought you into the graffiti game?
Well, growing up as a kid in the Bronx, especially, we see a lot of crazy things growing up as a youngin', so I definitely see a lot of writings on the walls going to school.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't really understand what it said, but the colors drew to me.
Okay.
And I always asked like my family members, because my uncle, Chino, shout out to him, Trep, he used to like school me and break it down to me like what graffiti was about.
Right.
So that just stuck to me always. So I started writing.
Okay.
In the sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
My first tag was jokes.
Okay. Good, all right.
Yeah.
And I started out as slick, so believe me.
Slick,
I, you know,
yeah.
Gizmo hair, so
everybody has something. I went through about 10 tags before I came up with Alski. But go on.
But yeah, so I used to write jokes in the school, whatever. And it was real toy, but I used to think I was the shit, whatever. And I ended up changing my tag because I got in trouble with the teachers. They called my parents, whatever, and I got in trouble. So I changed my tag to...
I think that's everybody's story.
Yeah.
Everybody
it
goes
happens
through
to,
that
I think
shit.
Every writer happens to.
It's those damn teachers, man.
Yeah, right? It's fucking... It's
writing on the lockers, the bathroom,
desk, yeah.
All that shit. Yeah.
Everything but the truck board.
Yeah, right?
No, well, yeah, I used to hit the chalk board too. That was fun.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah,
I used to get a brand new stick of chalk, and I used to hold it so it was.
Pour it sideways.
Right, yeah.
And
sideways.
You can never find those damn erasers.
And,
right?
Yeah, the erasers we used to make the markers out of. But yeah, I wrote on a chalk board. Yeah. Fuck that. I used to write on everything and anything. Guy. Back to you.
But yes, but I ended up writing a spray can, and I was like, nah, I'm going to get locked up. That's too long. I cut it down to spray, and I've been writing that ever since the seventh grade.
There you
it
go.
It stuck to me.
There you go. So what do you see? What do you see out there? I mean, you're up here in the Bronx. What do you? Who do you see that you know gave you like the wow effect? Like wow, you know that motherfucker.
Well, who influences you?
Yeah, that's a good question, being that he's younger. I mean, you have to have a certain influence regardless, whether it's an old-school writer or maybe some new guy.
He's got a style of his own. You know, he has... If you look through some of his work in the past...
Well, I caught a couple here and there. I mean, like I said, I'm just meeting him right now.
Some of it is like really... It's like... It's amazing, man.
Well, growing up, definitely, rest in peace, Spec. He was definitely king of the four. Like, no, that was...
Rest in peace.
No doubt about that. He really influenced me. I could say that. Growing up, he had stompers like on rooftops. Like I'm talking about like the whole rooftop where he was just king. He kinged the four line, and I was like, damn, like this dude really went in. I was like. Like,
it's funny because the terminology is pretty much the same. You know, he went in and all of that stompers,
yep.
Blockbusters.
Yeah, he's still on. Like to this day, he has a blockbuster. He has a couple blockbusters and Phil's rocking on the four line.
Right.
So that sticks to me. Definitely, like wow, like if he could do it, maybe I could do it. And writers
you put your mind to anything, you could do anything and be anything.
Just
that's,
don't worry about what
there's
anybody
no limit.
Say.
There's no limit.
No limit at all.
That's right.
You gotta fuck what people gotta say and just do you.
That's right. That's a perfect way of putting it. I could respect that.
But writers that influence me for sure, I would say PK and Kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like
wow, you're talking old school legends.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Dumb, definitely growing up, I seen spots like I was driving with my family like to Jersey. I seen this water tower that they hit, and that just stuck to me. I was like, how the fuck did they do that? Like,
yeah, you know what? There's spots that I see that I still say, you know, how the fuck did that happen?
He's got a few.
There's actually
he's got a few. Listen,
there's actually spots that I did that I look at today, and I'm like, man, I must have been on some
dude.
Good
I
shit.
Saw
yeah, right?
I saw a video on YouTube. I came across it by accident. I seen a video on YouTube, and it's this huge yellow building, and there's these big windows, and right outside one of the windows is a huge spray and gas throw up.
Yeah, shout out to Gas RBV VBV. You already know.
I'm looking at it. I'm like, how the fuck did he do that? You couldn't hang out the window to do it. There was no way that the window was situated in that way. There's no scaffolding. No. I was like, how the fuck? And then it's a huge yellow building. And this throw-up stood out. Like, I had to call him up. I was like, dude, I'm looking at a video right now. And he's like, I don't even know what you're talking about, bro. I'm like, dude, how could you forget this fucking place, you know?
I was thinking some good shit you were.
Yeah, I was high, man.
I was high. That was it. That's
but I mean, amazing.
Listen, sometimes you need a little advantage when you go out there.
Well, you know what? I think nowadays, if you find yourself a good spot, it's just as good as hitting a nice train. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's something that'll be spoken about. Like that one there. How the fuck did he get up there?
Personally, I don't know, man. I got this vision that New York City's going to crumble. The graffiti train era is going to come back. That's what I'm praying for anyway, wishful thinking. And I would love to see trains stomped out.
Well, you know what? Tracy said it last time he was here. He said, you know what? The only reason why there's no graffiti on trains is because people stop hitting them. He said if everybody who wrote today was to go and bombard the system and hit trains like crazy, they would be forced to send trains out with graffiti, even if they washed them the next day.
That's right.
If they have no clean trains to send out, that stops the system. So you're not going to stop the system, so you're going to end up having to send trains out. But because nobody goes bombing on trains, they have clean trains. They don't have to worry about that.
Well...
And in a way, if you think about it, it does make sense.
It does make sense, and it's something that, you know, we as vandals, criminals, whatever you want to call us,
artists.
We would love to see that. Hey, listen, when I was out there back in the day, I knew I was a criminal. I knew I would steal shit, you know, regardless.
Yeah, so right.
Listen, you could call me whatever the fuck you want.
I bought my paint, man.
Yeah. You could call me whatever you want. At the end of the day, today, I do what I have to do. But I really wish that we would, you know,
get
back into that graph.
You know, hit those
trains. They're doing it in fucking Europe.
Yeah, I have a feeling that one day, you know what?
Man,
it's going to become...
They're killing shit.
They're
holding trains hostage.
Yeah, it's amazing. You see those videos. It's
holy
shit.
I see the videos.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Oh, you need to follow... let me see if I get the name right. Dexter One.
Yeah.
Follow him and you'll find a bunch of people from Europe. Instagram.
They hit a train while it's at a stop.
These guys,
they do a whole train car.
These guys just
keep going.
It's like, argument's sake, 5-6 graffiti writers, right? They'll let's just say it's a spray, 5 letters. You'll have 5-6 guys. One guy does a letter. They fill it in.
Yeah, they got one guy doing outlines, one guy doing fill-ins.
One guy will do a fill-in. No, each, not one guy.
Yeah, yeah.
One guy will fill in one letter.
Yeah, yeah.
So now you do one letter with a huge fat cap, and then you got your other guys starting to rock the outline. Within 3 to 5 minutes.
So they're working together.
Within three to five minutes.
They do a whole car in like 3 to 5 minutes.
You got a top-to-bottom whole car.
Oh, that's dope, though.
Can't fucking beat that.
And they do it while the train is running.
Yeah. Oh, no,
and people are in
the
train. Look,
yeah, people are standing in the train like customers.
You see them in the window until they got it.
And before you know it,
cover everything up.
The train is covered. And it's not like they're getting... if the train is silver, they're filling in the window silver and putting an outline. No, these motherfuckers are actually painting the fucking whole car.
But you know what? I don't think it's going to come to that then. I think what's going to happen is...
Well, I don't know about holding the train hostage,
Well, not in New York. No, they won't stand for that.
They won't do that.
You know,
we'll be dead vandals then.
You know the cops will come in ASAP or something.
Yeah, well, I think what's going to happen is it's going to come to like a retro... Let's throw it back to the old days. Let's give them white painted cars so that they could do graffiti. Maybe what they'll do is they'll let it do like legal. They should let us do like legal graffiti on trains.
Well,
but you have to piece it out.
That's wishful thinking. Good idea, but that's wishful thinking. I mean, if
I could write that storybook.
Yeah. Hey, listen, that's the beauty of imagination and storytelling.
Nah, but this generation, they've taken. Shit has been taken to a whole other level.
It wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't shock me if they said, you know what? We're gonna back in the graffiti days, we're gonna throw it back to them. We're gonna let some old school riders come. We're gonna run one train for 3 weeks, and it's going to be hit by all these old, you know what I mean?
I don't see that happening.
I don't see it happening either, but if it was anything like drugs, how they want to legalize everything to make money, they will.
You heard it first.
Yeah, you heard it first from Ram, CBS.
Right here, right on the Alski show.
You're my spot, man.
So, yeah, I'm not going to ask what age you are. You know, I don't put it out there like that, but for a younger kid... Well, yeah. Actually, you are old. All right, I fucked up. Anyway, for a younger kid, I don't mean it in disrespect. For a younger man, you actually have pretty good knowledge, which is good. And like yourself, Fox. But you got to thank people like Ram, like your dad.
And I'm very grateful. Yeah.
Shout out to Ram.
So you know. Yeah, hey, listen, you could take it to the next level and you could actually have the history back you up. Like my daughter. My daughter's got a lot of history in her bedroom, you know, canvas wall.
Well, I can imagine who your daughter meets.
So, you know, she doesn't know what she has yet. And you won't appreciate certain things for another 5-6 years, argument's sake. Not that you don't, but you'll see in time, like the things that your father used to grill you with. You know, you're going to learn to understand that. And especially when you become, you know, a woman with your own family, you're really going to understand a lot more. And, you know, that's the beauty of life. And sometimes we just need to appreciate everyone around us.
Right.
You know, with Easter being here as well, you know, people who are religious or not religious, you know, you gotta thank God that there is life. And, you know, being that it's an Easter special episode, you know, Jesus is in the house. Yeah, where's Jesus saves? You know, you can't have this Alski episode.
Who's going to save us?
Without Jesus here. Jesus, come up over here. Say what's up to us. Give us a quick little breakdown. Beautiful shirt, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Do you think Jesus would approve of that young hot lady on your shirt with your name on it? There's always controversy. I mean, hey, this is the Alski show. I got to say stupid shit. Why not? It's my fucking show. If you don't like it, go fuck yourself. How's that?
Yeah. I like that. I like the fact that you're very honest.
Oh, I'm honest.
Pull up a chair or something.
I'm honest. I cannot tell a lie.
Pull up a chair.
I believe there was somebody in the Bible that couldn't tell a lie that did lie. let's not get into the religion. Anyway, Jesus, welcome to the Alski show.
Thank you. Well,
tell us.
JS.
Jesus saves Spain.
Yeah, there we go.
Tell us a little something about yourself. You know, we're here at the Rams place, Black Book Session, Easter episode. What's the good word?
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to give a shout out to Ram. You know what I mean? Especially, I want to give a shout out to you as well, Alski.
Thank you.
Fox, Bray, everybody that's here tonight. It's just a blessing to be here, and you know, God is good, and I think it's amazing how we could actually come together without all that drama stuff, and I think Easter is just, you know, it's an Easter special, and I'm just excited for tomorrow. You know what I mean? It's going to be the third day of the resurrection of Christ. And, you know, it's beautiful. It's very edifying, uplifting. But, you know, beside all that as well, it's just, you know, being able to just, you know, being here united.
Breathe.
And being here united, you know, as positive people and, you know, just meeting people.
Right.
Speaking life over each other.
How long have you been in the game?
I started in 95, you know, just market tagging all over Bushwick.
Was it always Jesus Saves?
Yeah. Well, I started writing Spain like in 93.
Okay. And then it went to Jesus Saves. That's my
original tag. I'm Spain, you know what I mean? I'm Spain 1. But Jesus Saves came in.
Now,
after.
Are you from Spain?
No, not at all. Okay. Because I was, listen, you know, because I speak Spanish. Because I speak Spanish and I looked like a white boy, everybody started calling me Spain. So, you know, I was inspired by graffiti.
Like
so. Yeah. But then Jesus Saves came in 95 after, you know, I got into the gospel thing, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Now, I have a question, a little personal. Did you get into the religion because of maybe getting arrested or anything? Or did it just come to you naturally? It's a question that I've been asking myself. I mean, no disrespect.
It usually comes when somebody hits like a rock bottom. Did you hit?
You know, I got hospitalized one time. You know, I nearly died. Had a crazy experience.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Somebody tried to like, you know, set me up on a marijuana joint, and you know, after you know, I got out of a coma. I felt like I owed my life to God. I felt like God gave me another opportunity to live. And
there you go.
I gave it all to him, man. And
well, for people that do talk shit, now you know why Jesus Saves writes Jesus Saves.
No doubt.
So, listen, I can respect that. I could relate. There's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, you have the hypocrites out there that they'll say, well, how could you write Jesus Saves and be so religious but write graffiti? And that's a question I had, to be honest with you.
No doubt.
I cannot tell a lie.
No doubt. Yeah,
some bullshit. I do lie sometimes. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to fucking be like that.
I dig it.
A lot of people, it's a twist. The controversy, and we all know the controversy. We're not pinpointing anyone. But, like I said, that was a question that stuck to me. I'm like, well, okay. He writes Jesus Saves. He's a vandal. Being a vandal, I'm sure he was a criminal at one point. I'm sure he did crazy shit like everybody else does. I mean, you're human. But, you know, you do believe in God, and you put it out there that you do believe in God. And a lot of people say, well, how the fuck can you be a graffiti writer, vandalizing property, and write Jesus Saves?
I'm going to disagree.
No, you can disagree with whatever you want, but it is.
Who says it's vandalism?
I mean, he's putting out a message, too, if you think about it.
Listen,
there's a lot of people that hate me for that.
I'll be the first person to defend graffiti, but anybody that takes a marker or a spray can to a wall and defaces property is a fucking vandal.
Yeah, well.
And I'm proud to be a vandal.
There's people that hate me because of that, because they're saying that I'm actually, you know what I'm saying, like using God's name in vain, and that, you know, that how I'm contradicting myself because I'm supposed to be a Christian, a man of God, but then again, I'm out there breaking the law.
But that's why I asked. Listen, no disrespect to you. You want to paint on walls? More fucking power to you.
I hear you.
God bless. That's how I could put it.
No. Yeah, yeah, no. Well, listen.
That's what I'm saying.
I just want to explain myself why I did this.
This is exactly why I asked. This is absolutely the reason why I asked. Not to blow anybody up.
No, not at all.
I feel that the people that want to know should know. This is the Alski Show, and you heard it right here. If you don't get the opportunity to meet him, you're going to continue either to love him or hate him, talk shit about him or defend him. So here he is on the mic. He's got 5 minutes of fucking funk and fame right here. Tell us. That's it. Listen, there's nothing bad about it.
Yeah, I know maybe I probably went the wrong route, the wrong way about it. You know, because I was raised, you know, in a Pentecostal church where I preached. You know, I was raised very strict, but then again, I kind of broke the rules because I was inspired by graffiti.
Don't we all break the rules, and that's why we pray to God when we're fucking on our ass?
Only human.
Yeah, we're human. Right.
Okay, so if God was sitting here right now, I think he'd say, all right, you got to give him a pass because he forgives everyone, doesn't he?
No, he does.
There you go. He forgives me.
Amen. Definitely.
He forgives everybody.
You can't do wrong saying, well, God's going to forgive me.
Right.
Well, no, but that's what God does. God gives you that opportunity to be forgiven, and he asks you to forgive others. Listen, I went to Catholic school.
I also, so this is why I started writing.
Does that make me bad? Yeah, probably, but whatever. It is what it is.
So, you know, I've been inspired through graffiti. I grew up with graffiti writers since I was 13, since the late 80s. And, you know,
who inspired you?
Show, MSD, rest in peace. I just grew up with MSD crew around me, like RLC, Churn, Smug, rest in peace, Stez, you know what I'm saying? And, now, you know, with STF crew, you know what I'm saying, and KOA crew in the 90s that, you know, inspired me as well, you know, I became a part of it. So, you know, I was in church at the same time, but at the same time, graffiti was also calling me, it was pulling me. So I was like, you know what, I want to start writing Jesus Saves, you know what I mean? And I guess, you know, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but
no,
this,
I don't
God
think
is going to use me.
I don't think you're wrong.
I want to spread the word.
I'm a true believer in everybody has their own belief.
And I respect that.
It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Chinese, fucking, you know, throw up. It doesn't matter what the fuck you are. If you indulge in the game, the graffiti game itself, you will, 90%, I gotta say, will never walk away. But that 10% that does walk away, so to speak, you still have the graffiti in your veins. And I'm a true believer in that. I've been out of the game. I came back into the game, whatever the reasons were. But I always looked at graff. I always saw what was going on, and I always enjoyed the smell of a paint and to this day.
I'm with you. Sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, you know, no one should really judge anybody. I don't like being judged if I can't defend myself. And I'm sure everybody sitting here today feels the same way. And honestly, I didn't mean to put you on the spot,
no, it's okay.
But it was a great fucking time and opportunity for me to say what I wanted to say. Amen to that. And I'm glad you said what you said.
I think
you are human, so who cannot relate or who does not understand, you could tell them, you know what, I pray for you, or like I would say, go fuck yourself.
Just one last thing, Alski.
Tell me.
I had a lot of youth people in my church, you know, saying, oh, you know, it's wrong. You know, you're breaking the rules. You know that we're supposed to be people from God. But then again, I had other people that was lost, that was broken, that told me, yo, listen, every time I saw your message, it gave me hope. I felt like God was talking through me. So at the same time, I felt like God was using me through graffiti. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, and you know what? You are in, yes.
He's coming through.
Listen,
to
you're entitled to that.
Yeah, man.
You're
and
entitled to that.
Generation. I mean,
no one could ever tell you what you need to do. Yeah. You need to tell yourself, this is what I'm going to do.
I think he's getting a message out. You know?
Listen, he's getting a message out for himself to start. He's getting that out. And he's getting a message out for people that do follow him, people that look up to what he does. Now, I've seen through, the media, you've traveled, you're into music, you're into your art, people praise you, people hate you, just like everybody else. That doesn't make you any different. And yes, I was born Catholic. I do believe in God. Do I curse? Yes, I do. Did I break the law? Yes, I did. Do I do stupid shit today on occasion? Probably more than just on the occasion. Doesn't make us bad people. It does not make Spray any different, Fox any different, Chia any different, Ram yourself any different. It doesn't make us different. It just makes us human.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the message. And you know what? Whether you're a true believer in your religion or not, you still have a background of some type of religion. But do remember this, and I do say this not because I'm God, because I'm far fucking from it. I do believe that, you know, you have all types of religion and beliefs, but I do believe that every single person out there believes in God. And you know what? There's only one God, no matter how you preach his word. So, you know, being, like I said, Easter Sunday, people should wake up and be thankful for the history. So
there's a message people need to hear, and he's spreading it through graffiti. Nothing wrong with that.
Now, hey, listen, you know, Jesus walked the earth, and he got his apostles. And, you know, I'm not the perfect storyteller when it comes to religion, but I went to Catholic school. I'm going to put this out there real quick. My penmanship came through Catholic school, because if I did not write proper, Sister Mary Dennis, St. Leo's in Corona, that fucking bitch would have broke your knuckles. And she cracked me numerous times on my hands. So, you know what?
They don't play in Catholic
school. No. Them niggas that hit you. Yo, back then, oh, hell no. Yo, they could beat your ass down and your mother would be like, beat that motherfucker again.
You should have disrespected them. They don't give a fuck.
Look, life is too short. People need to grow up. And it is what it is, you know, and that's a good thing for me to tell the listeners. And like I said, you know, no matter what you believe in, there is one God. And you could say God is black. You could say God is blue. God is God.
Amen.
No matter what color he is. And I'm sure he has a little graffiti in his veins, too. You know why? Because I fucking said so.
True.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, thank you, Jesus. Saves. Spain. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother.
Much love and respect to you. And
likewise.
Thank you. Thank you. That's That's what I got to say. Who else we got in here that wants to say something real quick before we wrap this up? Mr. Bid, Chia, anybody. You have more guests coming. Yeah. Unfortunately, I won't be here. When you do hear this show, it's, you know, it is Saturday, and I do want to wish everyone a happy Easter out there. And just be safe. Mr. Wow, that was a good shot. Whatever the fuck that was,
right
that
off
was
the
good.
Cabeza.
No. That was good.
Wait, Bid, what was
what's
that
up, Bid?
For?
What up? What up?
So, what's the good word? You want to say anything before we wrap up this Easter edition?
Yes, I want to say happy Easter to everybody out there.
And Ram needs to tell us who else is expected to come so we could shout them out.
I got to give Ram a shout out for having us over. It's
thank
really
you,
a pleasure. Thank
you
so much.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I hope it's not the last time. You know, I hope we can do it again.
Definitely
not.
And, you know, I'll let you know every time who's coming through. We try to do it once a month. And
last Saturdays.
I'm thankful for everybody who comes through, you know.
We are thankful that we were invited. We do appreciate that. And
very thankful. Thank you. Really appreciate that.
I'm happy you guys came too. It was nice to meet you. Nice to sit with you. And this thing was just a bonus.
Yeah, I enjoyed this too.
I had fun.
I definitely did.
Is there anyone you want to shout out? You know, like
well,
I said, this is your thing. Shout us out. Bid, come on.
Yeah.
Get up on the mic. Two minutes. Go ahead.
I got to shout out the White Devil.
The White SMR.
Devil.
Shout him out. Shout them all out. Who we got in the background? Who do we got coming?
Shy guy over here.
Come on. Come on. Say what's up.
Boys in the back.
Come on. Say what's up.
Big
nerve. Because we're going to get ready to lock it down.
Just WF.
Yo, what
we
up,
family.
It's Bu. I'm from the BX, you know, BU.
The BX, the boogie
man,
down
man.
Up in the fucking Bronx.
Shout out to everybody here, man. I'm loving this, you know, the vibe.
But make sure
man.
You tune in to the Alski Show.
To the Alski Show. And
.podomatic.com every Sunday.
There you go, man.
Shout them out. Shout
like
out everybody
religion,
you want to
like
shout
religion.
Out. I like religion. Yeah, religion is a major key. Tell me.
Shout out, Jesus Saves, man. I always wanted to meet him, and I finally got to meet him. Man.
That's what's up.
That's what's up, man. See, that's what these Black Book sessions are all
exactly.
about, man.
That's what's
I wanna
up.
I want to get people who normally wouldn't be in the same room together in the same room together.
Exactly. That's right.
You know, and so far, so good, man. I'm telling you, like, seeing Triple X and Tracy, their eyes lit up. Like,
it's
it was
the moments
the,
like
the connection that,
yeah. that
was there. You know what I mean?
Everybody has a story. And each story is always unique.
Yeah,
each episode is always unique. And the doors never close. We'll be back. We'll probably talk, you know, in the future about having a Black Book Session episode on the show with all your different guests. And we do want to thank you. I really, really, really appreciate
that. Yeah, we'll
do
that. A whole session around that, man.
Shout out.
You know, I do want to thank your wife and your three daughters for having us here. And everybody else that's here and everyone else that's going to be coming later on. You know,
yeah, we got just WF coming through. Yes, One is coming through.
Stu Nova
is supposed to come through.
Great lineup.
And
great lineup.
I'd love to give a big shout out to Onsky and Over. Those are my favorite artists.
Bem KTC.
I'm a fanboy for them. Bem KTC, that's my brother.
Spag 2059. Plasma
Slug, always welcome here. Big ups to you. I love your grind, brother. And Tracy 168, yo, your room is still here, my brother. I just need that key back, brother.
I wanna say rest in peace, Fife Dog, ACR. I wanna shout out a few of the brothers that passed away way too soon. Kane OTC, Key OTC, RE, which is family, KW Crew. We lost too many people too young. I wanna wish everyone's family a happy Easter. I want to thank you once again, Ram. God bless you and your family and your beautiful daughters.
Yeah.
Fox, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Boo Boo. Thank you.
See ya.
And Bid, my boy for life, my daughter. And
she still got to collab with me. She's not leaving until she collapses.
Well,
me,
no, she actually, she's going to leave because we got somewhere to go. But
really?
Listen,
that sucks,
you
man.
Could actually come down to the house, too, one day if that's all right with
I'm
your
down
dad.
With that. I mean, the purpose
and,
of her collapsing.
Yeah, we'll have fun. We'll make plenty of arrangements. I do have to run to another show right
yeah,
now,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
which
well,
I kind of messed up.
I think next time we got to do a father-daughter collab on a
camera. Definitely.
That's without a doubt.
I
do
that,
hope
that,
you
yeah.
enjoyed the book.
Thank you so much.
It was
much
my
for
pleasure
that.
Being here.
Yo, maybe we can do it for Father's
Day. Yes, maybe we can do it for Father's Day.
That'd be dope.
Absolutely. With that being said, people, make sure you tune into the Yalski Show at Podomatic.com. It's theyalskishow.podomatic.com. Come support, subscribe, listen to the stories. The story's always great. I wish everyone has a happy Easter. With that being said, we out like a trout. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
It was a pleasure. I don't think I said God bless so many times in my fucking life.
Yo, I hit him dead in the head with them things.
Happy Easter,
spray,
everyone.
Man. Sorry.
Big shout out to Spray, too, my brother. You want to shout out anybody? Because we got about 30 seconds. We'll catch you on the rebound. Now we out.
We out, yo.
Yo. Wow.